This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 72nd National Democracy Day being celebrated today amid various programs. President Bidyadevi Bhandari stresses on the need to connect Democratic Republic to people's lives. Prime Minister Sharbadadeva says all political changes are the achievements of the revolution of 1951. Ruling coalition meeting tomorrow to discuss MCC. And US President Joe Biden says he's convinced Russia has decided to invade Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Today is the 72nd National Democracy Day. The country got democracy on today's date from the autocratic Rana regime in 1951. Meanwhile, President Bidyadevi Bhandari has said Democratic Republic should be linked to people's life by ensuring the sense of real changes to the people through social justice, equality and prosperity. In a message to all Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of Democracy Day today, the President said, "Only a democratic system can ensure a robust nation by uniting all citizens in a garland of unity." Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said that Democracy Day would inspire all to move on the route to development and prosperity by strengthening the country's geographical indivisibility, national sovereignty and independence. In a message today on the occasion of Democracy Day, the Vice President said, "The Constitution of Nepal had institutionalized the political achievements, including republicanism, federalism, secularism, and proportional inclusive governance along with social justice from different armed struggle, People's Movement, People's War, and People's Movement Part 2, while calling for the protection and safeguard of these achievements." Vice President Pun has also expressed heartfelt condolences to the brave warriors who sacrificed their lives in the movements staged for the cause of democracy. Likewise, Prime Minister Sharbadadeva has wished all Nepalese on the occasion of Democracy Day. The Prime Minister said that all achievements made by the country today trace back to the democratic revolution of 1951. Prime Minister Sharbadadeva has stressed the need for linking science and technology with the country's modernization and production mechanism. Addressing the 45th Academic Assembly of the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology yesterday, Prime Minister Deva laid an emphasis on the need of stopping the brain drain by fully mobilizing educated human resources in the area of science and technology. The Prime Minister also urged all youth scientists and expert technical forces to dedicate more time for new research and innovations in a bid to ensure quality improvements in people's lives and transform the status of the nation. The government has granted approval to the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security to advance the necessary process for constructing a separate hospital dedicated to labourers. Unveiling the decisions of the latest cabinet meeting at a press conference, Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Karki shared that the government has also decided to grant authority to the Secretary of the Ministry of Health and Population to sign a tripartite agreement for the implementation of global funds programmed aimed at preventing and controlling AIDS, tuberculosis and malaria. The government further decided to approve Drug Registration 4th Amendment Regulation and Nepal Medical Council Regulation 5th Amendment. Likewise, the cabinet decided to accept the World Bank's loan assistance of $18 million from the COVID-19 rapid response and public health risk preparedness project. The ruling coalition is to meet again tomorrow to forge a consensus on the issues of tabling the MCC compact and ending the deadlock seen in the parliament. A meeting of the top leaders of the ruling alliance held at Balwatar yesterday decided to hold a meeting again at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the discussion was held in a positive way regarding the smooth functioning of the parliament and the tabling of the MCC compact. He further said Prime Minister Shahbazudewa met with CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli on Thursday to end the existing deadlock in the parliament. An annual report of the Indigenous Nationalities Commission for the fiscal year 2020-21 was presented in the House of Representatives yesterday amid the obstruction from the main opposition party CPN-UML. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dilendra Prasad Badu tabled the document on behalf of the Prime Minister Shahbazudewa. The House will meet again at 1 p.m. on Sunday, that is tomorrow. The Health Ministry reported 437 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal yesterday. The ministry also said 2,454 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, two corona-related deaths were recorded yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,913 in the country so far. A team formed to study hydrogen fuel production in Nepal has submitted its report to the Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Bhusal. A team comprising the Secretary at the Ministry at the Water and Energy Commission Secretariat, rather, Dinesh Kumar Kimire, submitted the report, which furnished a number of recommendations to the Energy Ministry. The report recommended government move ahead by devising the legal framework for green hydrogen fuel. The reports also suggest government formulate a special policy and strategy and revise the existing laws related to energy production. Nepal yesterday defeated Oman by 39 runs in the match played at Al Emirate Cricket Academy Stadium in Muscat of Oman. Nepal defeated Oman in the first match of Group A of the ICC Men's 2020 World Cup Global Qualifiers. Nepal, which was invited to bat after losing the toss, scored 117 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Chasing 118 runs for victory, Oman were all out for 78 runs in just 17 overs. Nepal will now play against the Philippines. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Shahbazudewa congratulated the Nepali national cricket team for winning the first match, stating that Nepal played an excellent game in the match against Oman yesterday. Prime Minister Dewa congratulated the Nepali cricket team via the social media. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he is convinced Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to launch an invasion of Ukraine and that an assault could happen in the coming days. Biden said the assessment was based on U.S. intelligence, which suggested that capital Kyiv would be targeted. Russia denies it is planning to invade. Western countries fear Russia is trying to stage a fake crisis in breakaway eastern regions of Ukraine to give it a reason to launch an offensive. The U.S. estimates there are 169,000 to 190,000 Russian personnel massed in and near Ukraine, a figure that includes Russian-backed fighters in the self-proclaimed republics of Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine. In a televised address from the White House, President Biden said the U.S. had reason to believe that Russian forces were planning to and intend to attack Ukraine in the coming week and in the coming days. 11 people are missing after a ferry burst into flames near Greek island of Corfu on Friday. Rescue boats rushed to evacuate the 290 people on board the Eurofreight ferry Olympia, including two lorry drivers trapped inside the hold. The ferry had left Aguminesta in Greece for the Italian port of Brindisi when a fire broke out on a car deck. The captain told everyone to leave as the ferry was engulfed in flames and began billowing thick plumes of smoke. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report for the last 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 20.2 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 5.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. ...72nd National Democracy Day being celebrated today amid various programs. President Biddadevi Bhandari stresses on need to connect Democratic Republic to people's lives. Prime Minister Shabadadeva says all political changes are the achievements of the revolution of 1951. Ruling coalition meeting tomorrow to discuss MCC. And US President Joe Biden says he's convinced Russia has decided to invade Ukraine. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.